He doesn't like me because earlier I had said, I was like, Mary, what if you left and you left Stan with me? And he kind of went, ugh.
Yeah. He was like, don't try that. He was like he's pointing his paw right in her direction. Be like, don't even try.
Stan, we have to become friends after this.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for listening to We're Momming Today. If you're listening on a smart speaker or website, make sure to find me, Lauren Simonetti, on your favorite podcast platform like Apple Podcasts, Google, TuneIn, and Stitcher. And don't forget to leave me a review. We're momming today with Mary Atwater Kelman, a dog mom, the mother of, you probably hear them, of two beautiful old dogs, Stan, which is in your lap, Mary, and Inky, which is right there on the chair. How are you guys doing?
They're good. They're not too happy with the rain, but
it's a rainy Halloween day.
It's a rainy Halloween day. It's usually Inky is a fan of costumes, but
I know. I said, Mary, come in, bring the dogs in costume. And just because, you know, you go on Instagram and you see these beautiful, cute pictures of like puppies and other animals in their costumes. And you tried.
It was a battle. It was a battle with him. People think I'm crazy outside of our building having a conversation with Inky. Trying to say, do you know how important this is? You need to wear your costume. It's Halloween.
Yeah, and he wasn't having it. I met Mary in the lobby of Fox News, and you got a lot of attention coming all the way up to the floor that we're on because these dogs are so darn cute.
Yeah, it looks like I'm just delivering a loaf of bread, and he's a surprise, but Inky loves all the attention, so.
What's that grunting noise coming from Stan?
That's his purr. It's when he's when I hold him, he does a purr. So as long as he's near me, he's happy.
What's it like to be a dog mom? Have a fur baby.
It's great. You know, I love it. I love being a dog mom. I always say that I'm very much an introvert, so they help me come out of my shell. Oh, he's going. Stan is now moving, adjusting seats. It gets me out of my shell and just I love it because I love seeing people happy when they see the derp.
Okay, but you're not just like any dog mom. You have very special fur babies with special needs.
Yeah.
And this is a lot of work for you. Tell us about it.
It is a ton of work. So I originally had a blind, deaf senior dog, which was a lot of work, which is really, I think, how we created our following was because we showed the real realities of having a senior dog.
And where can people see that?
Yeah,
following?
So see it on A Pug Named Emoji is the Instagram. And I didn't shy away from the realities of it's messy, it's frustrating. Emoji was the type of pug that would hide pills in his bed. So it was one of those of just very rough. Same, you know, even with Stan, when we adopted Stan, after Emoji passed, it was difficult. It was difficult getting him transitioned, getting him calm.
Why would you're young and probably fun and, you know, just owning New York City? Why would you adopt a dog with those needs?
So I grew up, my parents always adopted senior hot messes. You know, my parents go to the end of the list.
Oh, that's so sweet.
So they were known for taking in the hot messes. So that's all I knew. And honestly, the second I saw Emoji's photo, I knew that was my dog. I didn't care. I love a good reason now to not go out. Like when I
you have a responsibility at home.
Yeah,
your baby.
Exactly.
How did you treat some of Emoji's problems, some of Stan's problems? And Inky looks like he's okay over there, just chilling on the chair. Does Inky have any problems other than being a senior or close to a senior?
Yeah, so with Emoji, we were told that he was 10, but we think that he was more like 13, 14. He was found in Brooklyn wandering. Mm-hmm. So he had very common back leg issues, arthritis, and just overall hot mess. And so really the CBDs that we put him on really helped with the pain management and making sure he was happy. You know, with Stan, he's very separation anxiety. He is anxious. So, and Inky, he seems chill, but when he, the diva comes out, it's...
If you left the room right now, would I be in for it?
Oh, yeah. You would hear Inky, this very calm sleeping dog next to me would be probably doing this really sad cry, like pawing at the door, running around here, tearing the cables, like... Mm-hmm. Not tearing the cables, but just running through them because he just does not care. Stan would also just be following him and barking.
You said something just a couple of moments ago, and just to kind of explore it, you give these dogs CBD.
Yeah.
Is that the new thing?
It is. You know, I really, I grew up, my dad gives CBDs. My dad is on CBDs. He loves CBDs. And so when I first adopted Emoji, he was like, we're going to get you good CBDs.
Is it that easy to get for a pet?
It is and it isn't. You want to be working with a brand or a store that does the research, because the thing is that just like with the internet, you could technically, yes, get CBDs, but it's not quality CBDs that don't work. Mm-hmm. And so you want to make sure that you're getting something that is working and you're not spending a lot of money and they're still anxious.
How much is it?
It depends. It's around, I believe, like 30. I also sometimes will do human, but like it depends. It's like around 30 for a bottle, 45.
Mm-hmm. And how long would a bottle last?
I mean, it lasts us a couple months. Okay.
I have so many questions. How do you even give it to them?
Yeah, so it's a lot of, with them, it's best for dogs when you put it into the gum. So perfect world, you able just to like gum it. Mm-hmm. Stan loves it.
With like syringe?
Sorry, yeah. So it's a dropper. So there's a dropper. They have the measurements on the dropper, which is easy, you know, makes it easy to give. And so for Stan, for example, great. I can just put it on his gum and like the dropper and just squeeze. That's great. Inky's a little challenging. We'll sometimes do treats. Other times we'll... kind of have
CBD
to, like,
treats.
CBD treats. So we'll put the CBD.
Wow, this is like a whole new world.
It's a whole, and so you could do CBD treats, or we kind of do like a little wrestle or trick him with, I'll give him an apple. And so as he's going for the apple, do the.
What happened if a human ate the dog CBD treat?
You're fine.
You're fine?
Yeah.
You just be more mellow?
Exactly. That's the thing. CBDs for humans and pets are relatively the same. Everyone can benefit from CBDs because it just helps. Mm-hmm. It helps keep things calm. You know, when I'm super anxious, I will take CBDs. It helps ground, you know, when you need it. Mm-hmm. So it's, and then we, you know, we have the CBD balm that you can do body balm that we give to my boyfriend's grandma because she has arthritis. And so she can rub it, and so it helps.
Okay.
So it is.
Okay. Stan, you breathe very heavy.
He's a heavy breather.
Oh, my goodness. And how old is Stan?
Stan is 9.
9.
He's 9, and, almost 10.
Okay.
And Inky is almost 7.
And a dog is senior at what year?
8. Eight is like the year that they...
So do... people not want to adopt senior dogs or hot mess dogs, as you call them, because of their responsibility?
So a lot of people, you know, when they think of when they want to adopt, they're like, a lot of the comment that I'll hear is, I don't want to adopt a senior because that's not enough time. Or they want to go for the puppy. They want to go for the kitten. They want to go for the baby. And so they don't realize because they think, oh, well, senior dog is just a loaf. They're not going to do anything. They have no personality.
Do these dogs do anything?
Oh, my. Stan may be purring and just calm right now, but, like, when we take him out, like, he loves wandering. He loves playing.
Right.
Inky is a pro at getting people to give him treats.
Well, I have to say, Inky got more attention at Fox.
I mean, and that's how he wants it.
He's a diva.
That's how he's the diva. You know, he was the one that wouldn't put on the costume. He was the one that he sets the direction on where we go and which route we go. So
are you doing a doggy parade at all today?
We aren't, but we're probably going to go stop by our friends. Just go say hi. You know, our building does trick-or-treaters. So
why do you think people like dogs so much?
I mean, they're funny. I mean, you look at...
Oh, he's moving. Hi, Stan.
He had...
He said hi.
He doesn't like me because earlier I had said, I was like, Mary, what if you left and you left Stan with me? And he kind of went, ugh.
Yeah, he was like, don't try that. He was like, he's pointing his paw right in her direction and be like, don't even try.
Stan, we have to become friends after this.
Yeah. But, I mean, dogs are just, they're so pure. You know, they're pure, they're funny, they don't care. they want to do what they want. They're just like the loafs.
I can see as I'm watching you cradling Stan. You can just see it's like an infant. Like you're holding an infant. I can see someone who has a lot of love to give or just wants true companionship having a senior dog like Stan, because this is beautiful.
And you know, the thing I tell people too is with seniors, even if you're not sure, or just in general, if you want to get a dog or you want to get a cat, you want to get something, you don't know if you can handle it, foster.
Oh.
Because foster is always an easy way of, it's not permanent because you're helping them get to their new point. And if it works that you want to adopt them, if you just talk to the rescue and if it's in their policies, it works.
So you just call a local rescue and say, hey, do you work with prospective families on fostering?
Yeah, so there are different rescues that they can do a foster to adopt program, which allows people to foster, see if it works. If it works, you can adopt them. There's a lot of rescues. They always need homes because dogs do so much better in a home environment than in a shelter environment.
But this is not your job.
No.
Even though Insta-famous and all of that, we're doing a podcast about this and you're really raising awareness for the cause. You have a job.
Yeah, I do.
So you're one busy lady.
I am. Sometimes Stan comes into the office. We joke at my office that he's the micromanager because he will sleep and then he'll walk around and bark at every single person at their desk demanding food, telling them to do their work. Inky will march around looking for belly rubs, so getting people to not work and just pet him. So,
oh my gosh, do you want like real human babies one day?
Definitely. We have one day. We tell my parents of their good practice.
I'm asking because so this podcast we're momming today is about motherhood, and we often talk about. Or I often give my unsolicited advice about the age with which I think women should become mothers and how challenging it can be, and also, of course, how rewarding. So I'm just curious. You know, you're not married. You do have a boyfriend, and I'm not prying here, but you have chosen not to have children right now. Why?
More of the we're still figuring ourselves out. It's like, you know, it's we're getting more and more to the point where we're ready to, you know, we're talking about the guess should we get hitched? I guess maybe let's get hitched. We're good.
What's scary about motherhood to you?
Oh, motherhood's scary to me. Just like having an infant, like with dogs, they're great. They're pure. If like I know that like I can't mess up with like children, I'm like, oh, dear.
No, Stan's getting mad. He's like, don't even think about having a real baby, mommy. Stop it.
I know.
He's getting very irritated.
He's tossing and turning. No, I think it just terrifies me. It goes back to my issues of why I also will take CBDs of like with my OCD, like, oh my God, what if I mess up? The what if freaks you out. So,
well, babies aren't as breakable as one would imagine, but no, absolutely.
Yeah.
There is a 24/7 job.
Although I will say now we're, Stan is getting very upset talking. I know.
Yeah, he doesn't want you talking about babies. He understands what we're saying.
He's like, I'm number one.
Stan, what if mommy adopted another dog baby, another fur baby? Are you thinking about it?
I would love it. My boyfriend said absolutely not. So that was the – Stan was actually a foster. We were fostering him, and we foster failed, so we kept him.
So a foster success is when you give it back?
Technically, I guess it really doesn't work. It's like the – I don't know why we say foster fail, because we, I guess, failed to launch, so to speak. So, the big baby. I know they compete for the attention. But Stan looks like a lot, but Inky's still number one baby. That's for sure.
Are you excited to put on your Halloween costume later? Because we are going to get a picture of you, believe it or not.
I know.
What is he going to be?
He is going to be Mr. Rogers.
Oh. So oh, my God. That's perfect.
So he's Mr. Rogers, and Inky is the neighborhood mailman. So.
And what are you going to be?
I'm just the Uber.
Okay.
I'm just their Uber.
They're permanent Uber. Just as we wrap this up, what was it like to lose Emoji?
It was hard. I'm not going to lie, it was really hard. And that was, you know, one of the issues that I dealt with of kind of grief. Going through grief, number one, was hard. And it was just kind of like that you have this void because he was so special needs. It was required so much work. And all of a sudden, that was gone. And so what do you do? It was really hard.
How long was he with you?
I had him for 2.5 years.
You're a boy mom. You've had three?
Three boys.
Yeah.
And it was kind of just the accidental. We weren't going out of our way for boys. Yeah. But,
Nature's plan.
Exactly.
Mary Atwater Kelman. Thank you so much. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Now it's time to get in costumes.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.